Hello, this is Shireen from Lighted Path, to share wisdom from the Bible to light your path on your journey today. I'm responding to some teaching out there that thinks we need to get unhooked from the Old Testament. So I'm taking several weeks to check out various books of the Old Testament and see if we really do need to get rid of them. Let's see what the book of Numbers has to say about God and then decide if we need this book or if we should unhook ourselves from it. I've provided a link to the book of Numbers on the site. Chapter 6, 22 through 27. The Lord spoke to Moses saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." Doesn't that sound good? Chapter 7, verse 89. When Moses went into the tabernacle of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice of one speaking to him from above the mercy seat. It was a seat of mercy. 10:10, God wanted them to remember he was their Lord God. Chapter 11, he provides heavenly food for their journey. 14:9, Joshua warns the people not to rebel against God because they were afraid to go into the promised land. And because of all of their complaining and grousing, God said, okay, well, you're not going in, and he refused to go with them when they changed their mind. In chapter 15, verse 41, God reminds them it was he that brought them out of slavery. Chapter 16, there is a serious rebellion going on. And the earth opened and swallowed those who rebelled against Moses. Okay. Chapter 20, verse 20, verse 12, Moses got angry and did not reverence God before the people. Because of that, he can't enter the promised land. Chapter 21 foretells us the manner in which Jesus would die. 23, we have a promise. God is not a man that he should lie. He keeps his word. When talking about sacrifices, he wanted only the best. In the book of Numbers, we learn that God demands and God provides. He is just and kind. What part of this book can we do without? We know that all sin and wander from God. We know that we complain, grumble, and can be deceived. He has provided for our repentance. It seems to me that although he is holy, he wants to love and provide for us. I want to keep this book and learn from it. Will you join me in reading Numbers this week? What part will God bring to life for you? Again, I'll read Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, this is the way you shall be. You shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them." Pray with me a minute, would you? Only wise God, give us a heart that wants to learn all we can about you. Amen. Pray that you have a blessed week. Thank you.